What's up, guys?
How are you guys?
Doing good, man.
Do we have all three of you on the line right now?
Yeah, you do.
So the new song, What If I Never Get Over You, we love it, and it's so sad.
Sad, but good sad.
Yeah, good sad. Happy tears. Sad tears. Tell us about what it means to you guys.
Absolutely. Well, this is a song that we just were so drawn to for so many reasons. It's one of the few that we did not write, actually, but Ryan Hurd, Laura Velt, Sam Ellis, and John Green wrote it. And it was Ryan Hurd was singing the vocal, and it was just a male lead, so only a male perspective on this song. And so when we listened to it, we were like, man, let's make this a duet, you know, and it reminded us so much of so many of the songs that we've released previously, put on records that we loved, but it had been a long time since a first single off a new project had been this longing duet. And the message, you know, the questions that you ask yourself when you are just in the, you know, the deepest heartbroken moments of like, okay, everybody's telling me time heals all wounds and, you know, and I'll be able to get over this, but you definitely have moments of like, yeah, but what if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do? And I just feel like that's such a relatable question and subject. And so we made it into a duet, and it just kind of really came to life in a different way. And so we just felt like it was the first single.
Now, was that like a special moment? Because I'm sure you guys hear songs all the time where there's a male lead, but it takes like a different perspective where you have to put your brain in that, where you're like, should we change it? Should we let Charles maybe sing it? And, you know, you go background. So how did you get to the point where you're like, all right, this has got to be a duet. We're going to just do it.
It's just, you know, I feel like we're always, even when we write songs too, it's like you'll sit there and you're like, okay, I don't know quite yet if it's going to be a male or female lead. But anytime we can make a duet, I feel like we're always trying that, first and foremost. And this one, it was just, the lyrics just, to me, it lent itself so much more, it hit me so much harder in a heartbreaking way to actually hear both sides, because usually a heartbreak is both-sided, you know? I mean, both people are kind of, you know, have moments of regret in it, and I don't know, it just, but I think more than anything, it's the sound of this, you know? And when we got done recording it, we all looked at each other, we said, wow, this feels like, you know, a lot of the stuff on those early records, and I feel like it was time, you know, it was a perfect time for that too, because, you know, the last few singles we put out, like You Look Good and Bartender, you know, this is definitely very much different than that. And so, and to see the reaction from the fans, I mean, that's at the end of the day, you know, we can make music that we love all day long, but if the fans aren't reacting, it doesn't mean as much. And to see the reaction from the fans already is like, okay, this is why we put this out.
It is so smart, because you got to think, like, this is one of those universal topics that both guys and girls are on the same page with. You know, if you get dumped, it sucks. And then you get in that moment where you're like, man, I'm going to eat ice cream for like the next 9 years of my life. I'm never going to pull myself out of this. And eventually you do. It's such a raw emotion that you guys have tapped.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, I loved all the questions in the song, too. I mean, you know, people are always like, just give it time. But, man, what if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do?
That is in that moment, real. It seems so real. Yeah, it is. The new music you guys have coming out, you've been teasing some surprise collaborations. Are we at a point where we can let go of one of those surprises?
We can't tell you yet. We got some lined up. And
DJ Khaled is...
Yeah. You know that little Dickie song, Earth, he has everybody on it. Maybe we can get a country version?
Oh, my gosh.
It's definitely going to be, in the genre collaborations. But we're excited about it. I mean, anytime we can kind of have some fun with some friends. And we've been doing a lot of writing with some other artists, too, as well. And so we'll just see. You know, we're not done with the process yet, but we'll hopefully have something out in the fall.
And is it going to be a full-length album? Because recently we talked about how Blake Shelton said that he is done releasing full-length records. He doesn't think people care about the full-length anymore. He's only going to do singles. So, like, what are your thoughts on that? Are you all about the singles as well, or will you still continue to put out full stuff?
I mean, we love the album process. I mean, making an album, I mean, we're in the studio right now with Dan Huff, and that whole process of, you know, you're kind of off at feeling like you're at summer camp making a record and creative. So we love that what comes together in an album, the concept of a whole body of work together with 10, 12, 15 songs. So, yeah, we love that.
We're glad you're going to keep on making albums.
Yeah.
That's a good thing that you're doing that. We can't wait to hear what's coming next in the fall. Lady Antebellum, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Got it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.